Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
It's gotten sad.
You just look directly at me.
It's just kind of sad, Abby. I mean, the dating life of Abby is just, it's a sad place. It's a dark, sad place. And it's the ghosting aspect of it that's happening over and over and over again that is very curious.
It's funny because I feel like I'm kind of at my... I'm not saying I'm peaking, but I'm like, I'm the hottest I'll ever be. I'm the most successful I'll probably ever be. And yet I can't do anything right, seemingly, to lure in the right guy. I feel like I used to joke about how bad my dating life was. Like, I was like, oh, it's so bad. And now I feel like I almost spoke it into existence. Because instead of it just kind of be like, ha-ha, left funny bad, it's ha-ha. Left funny sad.
I will tell you this before Jackson tries to solve the riddle of all the ghosting that's going on in your life. That I read this morning and I was thinking of you. 78% of Americans who have used a dating app within the past year are tired of the scene or seeing the same people over and over and over again. Women seem to be more tired of swiping, with 80% of women feeling totally burned out on dating apps compared to about 74% of dudes.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally burned out. And it's funny because I feel like there were two or three guys that I was talking about somewhat recently that I was like really kind of pumped about. And what's so funny is I was quiet quitting the dating apps right before that happened. And I feel so cheated because until I met those people, I was like totally fine with getting off the apps and focusing on my mental health. And now I'm like, wow, I really just got roped into this again for nothing.
I do feel like we are getting close, especially when you look at statistics like that, that you're getting close to these dating apps just not being a thing anymore. And you go to the old school way where you actually meet people face to face. Craziness.
Well, I've just been to so many weddings where they all meet on the dating apps that I'm like, it's working for somebody. It's just not working for me.
All right, Jackson, how do we solve this, bro?
Yeah, Abby, your dating woes have been well documented on the show. We all know that. And we've posed a few different challenges and ways that we could think that we could solve it. I remember, Bert, it started with you thinking that by paying less attention and trying less hard when it comes to dating apps and these guys that are out there, maybe that will spark, you know, some sort of attraction that happens. It's kind of one of those things where the less you try, the more things sort of come to you and happen, you know, going your way.
Men are hunters. Let them hunt.
Let them hunt.
I'm trying. I feel like I'm roadkill. I'm just laying out in the middle of the road. I'm like, yeah, come on, get me.
And we all know that that month challenge, while you did complete the challenge, it didn't quite work the way that we thought it would. And now you're on this kind of streak of getting ghosted. And so through all these conversations that we've had both on and off air, I started doing a little bit of thinking into my single past and what I was doing on these dating apps. And I remember I had also gotten to a burnout point where I think that the biggest part of the burnout was not the swiping aspect of it, but it was just the dry conversations that you have. It feels like you're in this sort of Groundhog's Day where you're having the exact same boring conversation over and over and over again with these people that you're matching with, right? And so I remember I moved to New York for a summer for a job training thing that I had, and I changed my location to New York, and I was very excited about, you know, the prospects that were up there, very different than they are here in Georgia. And after, you know, a week of doing the same song and dance and falling into the same traps that I had when I, you know, had my location here locally, I made one change that changed my entire experience on these dating apps, and I want to share that with you and see if that works for you. Okay?
Here's your magic pill.
So again, I'm talking about the conversations that are so boring and repetitive. And really, ultimately, I feel like you are similar to me where we shine in person. We shine a lot more on the first interactions versus over messaging on these apps or texting or what have you. Right. And so I always just wanted to get to the first date as quickly as possible, right? And so I ended up changing my bio, and the very first thing that I would message to these girls that I was matching with, and it was just a copy and paste that I would send to every single match that I had. And it was something along the lines of, hey, we're probably on this app for the same exact reason. I'm sick of dealing with all the BS of having the same conversations over and over again. Let's go out and let's get a drink. Like right out the gate. No questions about who you are, what you do, like none of those questions. And this worked surprisingly well for me because in my success rate on taking people out really honestly exponentially increased through that. And I think it has multiple benefits. One, you get off the app as quickly as possible and you get to go meet these people in person and find out and figure out who they are, right? And two, I think a lot of those filler questions that you ask at the beginning, like what do you do for work? How many siblings do you have? Those are all like good sort of intro conversation topics to have during a first date. It eases your way into the conversation.
But you're talking to the wrong person because Abby wants these guys to ask her out.
Yeah, I'm a lady, Jackson.
I think we passed it.
That is exactly it.
Because right now you're a lonely lady.
You gotta stop picking it up.
But they do raise an interesting point. Would that work the other way around?
Yeah,
I think
that's
so.
That's what I'm asking.
I think it would.
I think it would too.
I really do. And you know, I get it. You want to be courted. You want to have them put in the effort, but let them prove that to you in person. Don't make them do that on over the app.
Here's why I love this idea so much, right? Because really then only what you're using the app for is to get to the face-to-face like we used to have to do old school, right? So, and you're using, for you, you guys say that you're better in person. So you're playing to your strength. So that literally is like, I don't want to do this back and forth. Let's do this. If we're going to do it, let's do it in person. I'd love that.
Here's my one hang up with me asking them out is I'm attracted to a very specific personality type. And I think women do this a lot in like the early days of dating somebody is we kind of give like these little tests just to kind of see like what your character is like and what your personality is like. And for me, I think a part of that test is, are you forward enough to put your pride on the line and ask me out? And to me, I'm like, I feel like I'm sort of, even though it sucks, I feel like I'm sort of whittling it down by waiting for them to ask me out, period. Because if I have to ask you out and it's on Bumble and I've already made the first message, I'm like, do I have to be pretty talented, smart, funny, and ask you out? Do I have to do everything?
I think you let them prove that to you for maybe a second date or on the date, let them do like, you know, throw out those feelers on how they initiate things. Just let that happen after the first interaction, because I feel like when you put these feelers out and these testers over messaging, sometimes you're not going to find out the answer for 1, 2, 3 weeks, you know, and you're wasting a lot of time doing that. Whereas if you just get straight to the point and then let them figure that out later on, I think you can get your answer of a yes or no much sooner.
I also feel like for that guy that you're looking for, like if you do want the guy that's going to lead and take initiative and do all of those things, you asking him for the first date is not going to change that. He's still going to be that guy. He'll find the time to pick up and become that. So I think it's a great idea.
I want to play a video for you guys a little bit later that will tie us back to this. And it's a dude questioning, like, where are all the masculine men at? You know, because really what you're asking here is for a guy to, quote unquote, I know some of you hate this term, man up. Ask me out. Mm-hmm. You know, take some control, right? And I think guys are getting like mixed messages if we're supposed to be like that, if that's an attractive an attractive attribute or not. So we're not exactly sure what to do anymore.
I think it's really attractive, and I'm not saying I'm looking for someone at the level of Travis Kelce, but I look at what he did for Taylor Swift, making that friendship bracelet, putting his masculinity on the line and publicly going for it. Like, that's the energy I'm looking for.
I get it. I mean, I still think that it's worth a shot because right now we're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
There is no barrel.
The barrel sucks.
The Burt Show.